This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. I really hope that you guys are as excited as I was when I found out that Steve Kent was coming here. As you probably know, he's our chief commissioner. What you might not know is what a great guy he is. I've got to know him pretty well, working with him on with the National Youth Network and with the Leadership Summit. He's traveling across the country with his message of change. And as John, you've probably heard from John, we're his first stop. So this is really exciting. I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. My favorite part about Steve Kent is this badge. It's like a business card, but it's got his face on it and his signature. They're way up there. Don't run at once, but they're pretty cool. I think you should get one.
The clip that we heard was from a YouTube video of Scouts Canada Chief Commissioner Steve Kent being introduced in Edmonton October the 15th when he kicked off a national tour to meet with scouts of all ages and to share his vision for enhancing scouting in Canada. Scouts Canada hopes to double its membership within the next 5 years, to think big and act boldly, and to reaffirm scouting's role as a key factor in children's development, a role the organization says is as vital as traditional schooling. We're joined in the studio by Caitlin Hallworth, who is a member of the Scouts Canada Ventures Program and a youth representative for Scouts Canada's Eagles Rest area on Vancouver Island. And we're joined on the phone by Scouts Canada Chief Commissioner Steve Kent. Steve Kent and Caitlin Hallworth, welcome to People First Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Steve Kent, when you were appointed as Chief Commissioner for Scouts Canada, you said, "I really want to see this organization grow." Tell us more about your vision for the organization.
I'm very fortunate to have had the opportunity to grow up in this organization, and as a result, I feel I now have a unique opportunity to give something back. My belief is that every young person in this country of ours should have the opportunity to take part in what is the greatest youth movement in the world. So it's my vision for this organization that by the year 2020, we'll be serving over 350,000 young people from coast to coast to coast.
You've stated that leadership skills, healthy living, and caring for the environment are all promoted by scouting. Has scouting's potential for contribution been overlooked in this digital decade?
I think it's partially our own fault that we haven't done a great job getting out there in our communities and telling the story of the difference that we're making. People have this kind of antiquated view of scouting, and the reality is that today in Canada, we're not your father's or your grandfather's Boy Scouts. In fact, we've been co-ed for over a decade. We're a vibrant, dynamic, relevant force to be reckoned with in Canadian society, but we've got to get out there and tell the story of all the great work that we're doing and all the exciting opportunities that we provide for Canada's youth. So the onus is on us now to re-engage the Canadian public and reintroduce people to the new Scouts Canada that we're working to build. Mm.
Caitlin Hallworth, you've been involved in scouting since you were 5 years old. You're now 18 years old and a participant in the Ventures program. What have you seen and experienced over your years with scouting?
Well, scouting has been an amazing experience for me. I grew up through the program with my mother, and so, I mean, I've grown up through scouting, and it's changed me, and it's made me the person I am through all the programming that we do.
You told me when I spoke with you on the phone just the other day that you've been involved in the various, I guess, organizations related to scouting since the time you were 5 years old.
Yeah, I started out as a beaver, and then I moved up as a cub. Then I moved to a scout and a venture, and this year I should be a rover, but I haven't quite filled out all my paperwork yet.
Steve, is it common for those involved in scouting to have a lifelong history of involvement like Caitlin's?
It is. That said, of course, in today's society, young people have lots of choices, and members don't always stay with us for a lifetime like I have and like Caitlin has. But we need to let people know that this is not just another extracurricular activity, and it can be a lifestyle choice, just like it has been for Caitlin and I. So when I'm talking to parents anywhere I go in this country to promote scouting, I ask them, would you like your children to be involved in a program that promotes healthy active living, that teaches about environmental stewardship, that allows young people to grow up to be great leaders? And if the answer is yes, which it inevitably is, then there is no better place in Canada than scouting. And we offer such a broad range of programming that's flexible to meet the needs of young people right from age 5 all the way up to 26. So for many of our members that are long-term, this is a lifestyle. This is part of who we are, and it's something that's really easy and affordable for people in any community in this country to be involved with.
This is People First Radio. We're joined in the studio by Caitlin Hallworth, who is a member of the Scouts Canada Ventures Program and a youth representative for Scouts Canada's Eagle Rest area on Vancouver Island. And we're joined on the phone by Scouts Canada Chief Commissioner Steve Kent. We're talking about Scouts Canada's new action plan.
Amongst our Boy Scouts and Girl Guides, there's not one who doesn't feel the bond of friendship and comradeship and brotherhood with those of other countries.
BP thought, well, look, if you're going to get world peace, you won't do it through the politicians of this world. You'll get it through the youth of the world. And if you can get enough of the youth of the world together, then it stands to reason that they start talking. Because, you see, young people have no inhibitions. None at all.
I think it can make sure that the world is a better place.
We all learn how to be nice people.
It's a movement of absolutely of peace and goodwill among men.
Scouts are friendly.
The clip we just heard opened with the recorded words of Robert Baden-Powell, the founder of the International Scouting Movement. It's from a film produced for the World Organization of the Scouting Movement on the occasion of 100 years of scouting in 2007. Now, the scouting movement slogan, "Creating a Better World," points to the international phenomenon that scouting became and still is. Steve Kent, tell us more about how Scouts Canada fits in with the international movement.
We're very proud to be part of the largest youth movement on the planet, and I hope that soon it will be the fastest growing youth movement on the planet as well. We're an active partner on the world scene, and in fact, part of our new action plan for Canadian Scouting focuses on allowing our youth members to connect international opportunities. In fact, right now, we have youth from all over the country that are involved in international service projects. They're going to developing nations to participate in development programs in places like Peru and Paraguay and Costa Rica, and I could go on and on and on. So scouting has never strayed from the principles and values that Baden-Powell taught us, and part of that is reaching out and helping to build a better world and a better planet and allowing young people here in Canada to look wider and to connect with other countries and other people all over the world.
Scouts Canada's new strategy document calls for a focus on small but significant actions that will leverage larger change. Tell us about the 15% approach as it's described.
The 15% approach is quite simple. What we're talking about in our action plan, which anybody can get involved with at scoutingnow.org, which is the portal for this change process that we're embarking on, in essence, the 15% solution is that we're going to do a whole bunch of things, little things, in each of our communities around the country that are going to help breathe life back into this great movement. There's 5 pillars to our plan. We're going to make it easier for our new volunteers and for current volunteers to deliver great programs to young people. We're going to enhance our image, our profile, and our expertise, really get out there and tell the story of the difference we're making. We're going to build organizational capacity, streamline processes, and do things to make this a sleeker and more effective organization. We're going to allow youth to truly lead by achieving meaningful youth involvement, getting more young people in decision-making roles at all levels. We're going to get out there and recruit new members and find new volunteers. So there's no silver bullet. We're going to do dozens of things differently over the next 2 years to create the kind of change that's necessary to grow exponentially. And I'm pleased to report that for the first time in a quarter century, in the past year, scouting grew in Canada. So we've already created some real momentum.
We have just a moment left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today. Caitlin Hallworth.
I'd really like to say that scouting is part of education. That it's all about the outdoors. It's all about playing games, doing crafts, stories, songs, campfires, hiking, camping, nature. It's about having fun and being in the outdoors. It's definitely a program for the youth.
Steve Kent.
Caitlin has done a great job expressing lots of what scouting is all about. Ultimately, we're an amazing youth movement that helps young people truly grow up to reach their full potential and be amazing leaders and make an incredible contribution in Canadian society. And I believe right now, Canadian society needs us more than ever. So I encourage parents to give us a call at 1-888-SCOUTS-NOW, visit scouts.ca, and learn more about scouting and how you can get involved in your local community. And I look forward to coming to Vancouver Island in January to promote scouting's message.
Thanks for taking the time to join us, Steve Kent. And thanks very much, Caitlin Hallworth, for coming into the studio and being our guest today. Steve Kent is the Chief Commissioner of Scouts Canada. When he was appointed to his position in November 2008, Steve Kent became the youngest ever chair of the board and Chief Commissioner Scouts Canada had ever had. Steve is also involved in provincial politics. He's currently the member for the District of Mount Pearl North in the House of Assembly of Newfoundland and Labrador. Caitlin Hallworth has been involved with scouting since she was 5 years old. She's now a participant in the Ventures Program, a youth representative for the Eagle's Nest Scouting Region on Vancouver Island, and she looks forward to joining the Rovers Program.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.